After September 11th, long lines and hours of delay were commonplace on the Ambassador Bridge when heightened security restrictions went into place. But today, traffic is not too bad on this bridge that connects the U.S. and Canada. On a normal day, approximately 8,000 cars and 6,000 trucks cross this bridge, and 25% of all trade between the two countries passes through this juncture. High-tech devices such as radiation detectors, license plate readers, and high-speed computer databases has cut down the processing time to get through U.S. Customs. Robert Perez, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Port Director in Detroit, says this border crossing is both secure and efficient.
From a U.S. Customs and Border Protection standpoint, we consider ourselves here in the Port of Detroit, and specifically here in the Ambassador Bridge, the epitome of our layered enforcement practices.
Still, there is ongoing concern about security here because the Ambassador Bridge is privately owned and not accountable to any public authority.
That's right. I agree.
Critics like Marge Byington say this lack of public oversight could lead to gaps in jurisdiction among the various federal, state, local, and private agencies on both sides of the border responsible for security. She says a public oversight authority is needed to assure that the security agencies are working together.
I think that it's best because you're dealing with two sides of the river, one Canadian, one U.S. It's an international effort, and that there should be cooperation on both sides between Canada and the U.S. on how it's run and participation in that process.
But Marge Byington represents the Detroit River Tunnel Partnership, which has proposed a new tunnel project to compete with the Ambassador Bridge. The president of the company that owns the bridge told VOA his company does cooperate with all appropriate authorities. The whole situation leaves many wondering whether private entities should be allowed to own critical infrastructure at a time of potential terrorist threat. But Homeland Security expert David Heyman says private ownership, even when it comes to bridges, is the American way. And he says providing security is the responsibility of both the private and public sectors.
Across ports, bridges, any kind of critical infrastructure, nuclear power plants, you always have this fusion of security from the government, all layers, federal, state, and local. You have the private sector, and all of those together must come together. It's not unusual, but after 9/11, it is the norm today.
And ultimately, Heyman says, it is in the private sector interest to protect the public good. Brian Patton, VOA News, Detroit.